I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The Environmental Protection Agency is hosting a community forum this week in Colorado Springs on the toxic chemicals contaminating the aquifer beneath Security, Widefield, and Fountain. The Gazette reports the two-day forum is aimed at helping the agency create a management plan for perfluorinated compounds, or PFCs. The man-made toxic chemicals might cause cancer, liver damage, and several other health ailments. The forum will take place Tuesday and Wednesday at Hotel Elegante on South Circle Drive. As record wildfires rage across the West, funding for fire prevention science is in jeopardy. As 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports, under President Trump's 2019 budget proposal, cuts to various programs will be significant.
The proposal would dramatically cut the budgets for the Forest Service and the Interior Department. It would also entirely cut the budget for the Joint Fire Science Program, an interagency collaboration that funds hundreds of research projects focused on fire prevention and mitigation. John Hall directs that program.
We've also been informing not just what happens before a fire or during a fire, but how do we actually respond to the consequences of fire?
Like erosion and watershed degradation. Hall couldn't comment on what would happen if his program lost funding, but he says science helps us make better decisions about fire management overall. Congress is currently hammering out the details for the 2019 budget. The deadline for approval is September 30th. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.